Radio, where it's all about the music.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., and co-host Jeff Siegel is in Dallas. We start off Ivory Towers Radio this week with a special treat, Fairport Convention with Come All Ye. That's live music recorded last summer, summer of 2007, in the U.K. And actually, Jeff, that is a special recording because, of all things, Come All Ye is from an album called Liege and Leaf, which is a landmark in British folk and British folk rock, and was voted the most influential and important album in British folk music in a century. And so those who voted for it urged the band to get back together, has been broken up for quite some time. Richard Thompson with a big solo career, and that was the band that Thompson formed with the late, great Sandy Denny, and they brought in the singer, Chris Weil, who does amazing work instead of Sandy Denny, and Come All Ye is just a piece of us, a wonderful concert.
Yeah, it's funny, Rick. In this country, I'm willing to bet, even among music aficionados, even among people who listen to the Underground podcast, who are, of course, the most aficionado of all, how many of us know Fairport Convention and know just how important they were? We talk a lot about American folk music, folk rock, American blues, but in this country, British folk, nobody knows much about it.
I've been waiting for a while to get to that Fairport. Actually, I've had that in my pocket for almost a year, and really wanted to play it, just haven't had the right space for it. And these days, those few who do listen are truly the music aficionados, and they will certainly appreciate it. So this was the right time to take it out of the vault and put it there. But it's not like we have just all older music on this particular podcast, is it?
No, we have lots of new music. We have so much new music, I was surprised when I saw the playlist.
Well, nothing like getting to some of that newer music right now. And since we mentioned Richard Thompson, here's something from him.
Out in the desert, there's a soldier lying dead. Vultures pecking the eyes out of his head. Another day that could have been me there instead. Nobody loves me here. Nobody loves me here. Death's gonna kill me. Death's gonna kill me. You hit the booby trap and you're in pieces. With every bullet your risk increases. Old Alibaba is a different species. Nobody loves me here. Nobody loves me here. Dad's gonna kill me. Dad's gonna kill me. If I can live through today. Before I came out here, I never used to pray. Nobody loves me here. Nobody loves me here. Dad's gonna kill me. Well, Dad's in a bad mood. Dad's got the blues. It's someone else's mess that I didn't choose. At least we're winning on the Fox Evening News. Nobody loves me here. Nobody loves me. Dad's gonna kill me. Dad's gonna kill me. Don't patrol went out and didn't come back. I'm the wire up real like I told you, Mac. But then we shoveled him into you, into a cell. that stranger walking in my dreams? Who's that stranger casting shadow across my heart? Who's that stranger? I dare speak his name. Must be your death a walking. Must be your death a walking. Death's gonna kill me. Seven muzzle monkeys standing in a row, standing waiting for that sandbox to blow. Sitting targets in the Wild West show. Nobody loves me here. Nobody loves me. Dad's gonna kill me. Dad's gonna kill me.
Sandy Denny, Learning the Game, on the underground podcast, Ivory Towers Radio, as we close out a set of Fairport Convention and Fairport Convention-like music. We started off with Richard Thompson from 2007, Sweet Warrior, Dad, Gonna Kill Me, a song, hard to believe, about the war in Iraq. You'll never hear that on the Ivory Towers podcast, will you? In the middle, Amanda Thorpe, new music. Amanda Thorpe, Burn This House Down, off an album earlier this year called Union Square. And Rick, Learning the Game, and you know this will be hard to believe, is actually a Buddy Holly cover that Sandy Denny did in 1972, and that's an amazing voice.
She did have an amazing voice, and it's an amazing loss. Those who are not familiar with Sandy Denny's solo work or her work with Fairport Convention probably have heard her on a rock and roll number or two, including doing a bit of a duet with Mick Jagger on Gimme Shelter, of all things.
A very versatile and talented singer who, sadly, like many rock and rollers, and sadly like many rock and rollers we're going to play today, died way before their time.
Well, we have been on our soapbox before about these things, but Sandy Denny died of, not exactly alcoholism, but let's say complications due to alcoholism. She took a big spill down a staircase, stone drunk, and died some days, weeks afterward in the hospital. A horrible death, as you've said before. All deaths are horrible, but that's certainly not the way that I would want to check out. And it's a note that alcohol can kill you in many, many different ways.
Rick, where else can people go for information about the Underground Podcast?
We do have a special website, and many of our listeners come to us via Wi-Fi, so we want to tell them about our website. But one other quick note, the Richard Thompson song, just to be clear, is called Dad's Gonna Kill Me, which is a reference to Baghdad, for those who may not have caught it, which I also think that's a bit interesting because Thompson being a Brit, the Brits are down in Basra in the south of Iraq, and so he's not singing about that. He's definitely singing about Americans and a little bit of that anti-American, anti-war sentiment coming from across the Atlantic. And you will hear us proselytize both about the war and about drugs, alcohol, and other things on the Ivory Towers blog, where it's not just all about the music there, but it's also about politics, sports, films, and so much more. If you're interested in the blog, you can find us at www.ivorytowers.com, and that's a new URL, so one more time, or two more times maybe, www.ivorytowers, and that's Towers, Ivory Towers, all one word, and with a Z or a Z or a Zeta at the end, www.ivorytowers.com.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Thews and the plans they made put an end to you. Walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. Now I just can't remember who to send it to. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny skies that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find my friends. But I always knew that I would see you again. Always knew that I would see you again. Gotta look down upon me, Jesus. Gotta help me make my stand. You've got to see me through another day. My body is aching and my time is at hand. And I know that I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny skies that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find my friend. But I I would see you again. Always knew that I would see you again. Walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned to the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. We waste hours of time speaking about things to come, while fine dreams and useful machines broken on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny skies that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find my friend. But I
Haven, Fire and Rain on Cover Me on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. The James Taylor classic, of course, Richie Havens doing it live at the Cellar Door in 1990. And Rick, Richie Havens is an absolutely terrific guitar player, folk singer, who makes some of the best live albums, live songs I've ever heard, and put him in a studio and they cover all that up with strings and production techniques, and I wonder why Richie just doesn't hit somebody over the head with his guitar and walk out.
Well, there was a time when Richie Havens was a big deal on the radio, 60s and 70s. Don't hear from him much these days, although I know he's still out there and he's still touring.
He's still out there doing what he does. And like I say, every time I hear a live recording, it's amazing. And I've even gone out and bought a couple of records, not studio records, and you just go, Richie, stop it. Get out of there. Stick that violin in there, and you just don't hear what he does best.
Well, he has such a rich, multi-textured voice. And it could be that with all that orchestration, it muffles and covers up those textures.
Oh, it does more than that. The arrangements are sappy and syrupy, and you just lose that honesty that he brings to a song. And I don't want to spend too much time on this, but one wouldn't think anybody but James Taylor could do Fire and Rain well, and that's a pretty fine version.
Well, we know it's all about sincerity and honesty on the Underground Podcast, where it is all about the music, and we care about the passion involved, and more passionate music coming right up.
Here we are, high in the Ivory Tower, inside Ivory Tower's radio archive. Let's see what we can find here today. Oh yes, here's show number 7.
I hear the train a-coming.
Remember, that was the late Johnny Cash. Oh, here's a nugget. Show number 9.
Right. Now.
You can't miss the Sex Pistols in that one. Not to mention Ozzy in the Metal Shop.
Watch out, Michael!
Oh, and here's a popular file. Yes. Yes, indeed, the Western theme show. But there's an easier way to find them than searching this overstuffed closet with me. Just go to http://public.box.net/Ivory Towers with a Z Radio. One more time, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. That's Towers with a Z. Check it out for the entire Ivory Towers archive.
Oops, Scooby Dooby Lena, go gal, go Bopalina, Bopalina. She my gal. Oh, Bopalina, Bopalina. Yeah, she my gal. She my gal and I love her so. Oops, Scooby Dooby Lena, go gal, go. Are ringing, everybody running out. Going to the shack, gonna shake it all about. Bobolina looking like a rose from the wild. Man, I dig that freak juvenile. When she get it going, she's a real cool chick. She do the bebop like a pogo stick. Bobolina, Bobolina. Yeah, she my gal. Oh, Bobolina, Bobolina. Yeah, she my gal. She my gal and I love her so. Oops, Scooby Dooby Lena, go gal, go. On a camel walk, Bobolina, Bobolina, she my gal. Oh, Bobolina, Bobolina, yeah, she my gal. She my gal and I love her so. Ooh, Scooby Dooby Lena, go gal, go, yeah.
Bobolina, Bobolina.
say she loves me cause I like to pretend, but she don't, she don't, she don't, she don't like me. She wears me down when I take a stand. I should say no, but I am what I am. And she don't, she don't, she don't, she don't like me. But she starts to feel alone. Then she calls me on the phone. And at the end of the night, she don't, she don't. That she don't, she don't like me. She makes love on the phone. She never comes alone. At the end of the night, she don't, she don't, she don't.
Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. An interesting set there, as Rick noted when we were going over this before the show today. We started off with a rockabilly legend that literally 12 people have heard of, Ronnie Self, Bop Alina from 1957. In the middle, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Who'll Stop the Rain from 1970, off a record that Rick probably wore the grooves out on, called Cosmos Factory.
I did.
If you ask anybody our age what their favorite Creedence record is, every single one person will tell you that it's Cosmos Factory. Who'll Stop the Rain? What else was on there, Rick?
Oh, something about Heard It Through the Grapevine?
All 12 minutes of it, huh?
And it's still a great cut.
Actually, it is. Even I don't mind it. We all know how I feel about 12-minute songs. We haven't played a whole lot of CCR on the show, and I'm not quite sure why, because we're both huge CCR fans. Although, Who'll Stop the Rain, of course, is an anti-war song, which is why it got in there today.
Well, maybe you would like to connect all the hidden threads in that particular set for me.
Okay. Ronnie Self, of course, a rockabilly star, or would-be rockabilly star, who also had, when I was an alcoholic, and that finally, his drinking finally killed him. Creedence Clearwater Revival, which at the time was doing rockabilly. They just gussied it up a little bit, and no one quite understood what it is that they were doing. And then Push Down and Turn, which you could say 45 years after Ronnie Self is kind of a knockoff of that, as the music evolves and changes over the years, and but keeps certain key elements. That hook on Push Down and Turn on She Don't, that's pretty rockin'.
Well, definitely a rockin' set. But as we know, there are modern versions of rockabilly, and this show has played those in the past. And immediately I think of the Raveonettes.
Exactly.
Something that comes to mind because they're releasing all sorts of short remixed EPs this fall of their, I'm not sure exactly how you would put it. Some people call it noise pop and all sorts of other words, but the truth is it's also modern rockabilly. And those who listen to the show regularly know that we have a special place in our heart for the rockabilly sound.
Our goal, of course, is to find the world's greatest punk rockabilly band.
I'll make another note here. I hope for some of our listeners, we're not too much on the soapbox this week, since there is a hidden theme of alcoholics and their end here in this particular program. We're not teetotalers, and I want to make sure that those new listeners know that, since Jeff in his other life is one of the premier wine writers in the United States. I put you in that group because I know that you are certainly in the top 50, if not in the top 20, 25, at least in my book. You're there.
You're too kind, and I'll be sure to send you another case of wine.
You see what you have to do to get a case of wine around here. You have to beg on the air, beg on the internet. And so, as you can see, neither one of us is a teetotaler, but our point is well taken. It's enjoy, imbibe, but do so with some care and some moderation, because wine and some of those other things are wonderful parts of life, but they can be overdone, just like anything good can be overdone.
As Janis Joplin will tell you, if she was here to tell you. Hey, listen, if you want to send us an email and tell us to stop talking about wine, or if you want me to offer wine reviews or recommendations on the show, or if you just want to make a request, because we love to play requests, you can send us an email at ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers, TOWERZ, radio, all one word, at att.net.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Going out.
Marshall Crenshaw, Cynical Girl, on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. And that's from his debut album in 1982 called Marshall Crenshaw. And I've always had a weak spot, soft spot in my heart for Marshall Crenshaw, a great singer, a great songwriter, a great band leader, a very odd fellow, and I mean that as a compliment. Rick, he's odd enough that he could be on this show. He's written books about rock and roll movies. He's done a variety of different sorts of things, a Renaissance fellow. And his timing was absolutely awful, because by the time this record came out in 1982, punk and new wave had already started to go away. So he made this great record at a time when everybody was going, oh, well, nuts to this. What's new? What's next?
I have a couple of questions, or maybe first a comment, which is, there's definitely some rockabilly in that Marshall Crenshaw. And if you can't hear it, it's sort of a rockabilly undertone to this particular program. So I'm sure you were thinking about that as you picked that Marshall Crenshaw for this part of the show. But the other question to you is, I seem to recall, and I'll get us in trouble now, but I seem to recall playing some Marshall Crenshaw in 1979, 1980 on the radio. Did he release some singles or some other things ahead of his debut album?
As far as I know, you may be right. This may be, he's that kind of guy. He probably back then, what would you have done back then? He'd have pressed your own, I guess, and mailed them out to college radio stations, huh?
Well, that actually was the beginning of that particular movement in the late 70s. That was part of the punk do-it-yourself aesthetic at the time. And so punk and new waivers were doing that. And I'm guessing there must have been a Marshall Crenshaw EP out that would have gone to a college radio station where we picked it up.
Yeah, because if you had played it in 1982, you'd have been out of college and working already. So.
Well into the workforce by then. And I also recall that one of my radio colleagues and pals used to love Marshall Crenshaw and would play him, and we played him on two different radio stations. So I'm pretty sure that there was at least a single or something that he was out there and maybe touring and doing some other things. Maybe it just took him too long in the studio to get that first one out. It was all over when he got it out.
It truly was. And if you go back and look at rock and look at pop music and look at rock and roll, you'll always see people who, for whatever reason, they're not old enough, they've got a day job and it takes them 3 years to make an album. They miss it, and there's great music that nobody ever hears about. But fortunately, there is us, you and I, to look for that great music and keep playing it.
Well, certainly there's great music on the Underground Podcast, and it's not all underground. Some popular music, but popular music that deserves to be right here, coming up in just a minute.
A restless energy blows across the globe. The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed,
or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
Hook me up anew.
Waves Radio, where it's all about the music.
Thank you.
definition of a friend. What you're shoving in is company that I'd rather be alone. The segment always goes much further than it was supposed to go. And it goes down every night. This must be what jail.
Well, if you're looking for some catharsis in your radio program, definitely some in that set. Grunge and post-grunge music here on the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That last one there from the Afghan Whigs, What Jail Is Like. Definitely catharsis there. Started off with the Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly, and in the middle, the Screaming Trees with Paperback Bible. I have to tell you, Jeff, I saw the Screaming Trees in the middle of the grunge explosion in the 1990s, and they were great. One of those bands, definitely under the radar. But I will confess to you, I was not wearing flannel because I saw them at the University of South Florida in Tampa. And as some folks know, flannel just doesn't make it in most parts of Florida.
Which is weird because you're a flannel kind of guy.
I am a flannel kind of guy, but that Florida period of my life, the flannel went away.
The interesting thing about grunge, if as you look back on it, gosh, what is it now, 15 to 20 years later? The interesting thing about grunge is you're right. It's just so cathartic. This is really important stuff, and you need to pay attention to it, and you'll feel better after you really feel lousy, which is an interesting approach to rock and roll.
It is. Well, as we've talked about before, I guess grunge picked up the baton after hardcore punk seemed to be fading there at the end of the 1980s and exploded in the early 1990s, certainly one member of the Foo Fighters knows all about that since he was the drummer in Nirvana. And I'm speaking of Dave Grohl, who is a DC favorite since he grew up around here.
But it just is interesting because the punks, we're getting into our musicology lesson for this week. The punks told you that the world was crappy and you could accept it or not, whether you wanted to. And grunge said, and correct me if I'm wrong, said the world is crappy and we really have to think about this for a while.
Certainly many of the people in the grunge movement took elements, philosophical and aesthetic elements, out of the punk movement, and Kurt Cobain and others will tell you about it, and some of those folks also didn't survive their moment, as we know, since we mentioned Mr. Cobain. And now, since we're in a grungy type of mood, a band that kind of straddles that grunge zone.
We'll be right back.
all new music on the Ivory Towers podcast, where it's all about the music. That music, a heavy set for you. That last one, Avenged Sevenfold, Crossroads, that's a new single out for them here in 2008, which probably signals us that there's new Avenged Sevenfold headed down the pike our way. Avenged Sevenfold, one of my favorite new metal bands. That's new with N-E-W, not a N-U, since there are some bands called new metal bands that have the other appellation. In the middle, Airborne with Runnin' Wild from 2007. And if you want to hear the heavy sounds of Australian rock, there it is. I'm guessing that they are the new take on AC/DC. And finally, starting us off, the Melvins with Billy Fish. New music from them. The Melvins, a band that, hard to categorize, started off as a metal band, did some grunge, but certainly I would say they're on the heavy end of the rock and roll spectrum.
Did I miss something, Rick?
What would you have missed, Jeff?
Did we do the metal shop and I didn't notice?
No, this week I'm getting warmed up for the metal shop outside of the metal shop.
Oh, okay. Normally,
Avenged Sevenfold would be the band that would be in the metal shop, and I guess there might be some argument about whether Airborne might make the metal shop. Certainly even more argument about maybe whether the Melvins should be in the metal shop. And actually, you were the one who brought, I think, the very first Melvins cut into the podcast, but something even heavier is afoot.
Well, I just, you know, because, hey, you know me, I love my metal. I just want to double check and make sure I didn't miss my favorite part of the show.
I'm guessing you were down there in Dallas with your helmet on. not a Cowboys helmet, I know, because you're not a Cowboys fan, but some sort of metal device, maybe a pot or something, over your head during the last few minutes of that set.
Well, actually, Marlo came in during that set because I guess he's a bigger metal fan than I am. So Marlo is, of course, the official dog of the Underground Podcast.
Yes, but no Marlo barking here, so I'm guessing it's, as usual from Marlo, if there's any metal, much like his master and his friend, he's very picky about what metal he has, and I'm guessing on his paws there may be only one or two claws that he could count the metal bands that he likes on.
Well, he does like Metallica, so that's something. And then probably this Slipknot, he told me he's interested in hearing that. He doesn't know that band, especially if it's new music.
Well, there's the tease ahead. Slipknot in the metal shop.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop. We'll be right back.
Psycho, Social, new music from Slipknot in the Metal Shop this week. Jeff, I want to point out, and as I've said before, this year, 2008, a bumper crop of heavy metal, and so much metal is brimming to get out of the shop that, it leaked into the rest of the show this week, and we hope folks don't mind, but certainly a heavy-duty ending to the Underground podcast this week.
I'm afraid that I try not to use this word too often, but this truly was a show, and the Metal Shop was full of heaviosity.
Yeah, that is one of your favorite Metal Shop terms, and I'm not sure who invented that term. Woody Allen has used it more than a few times, so you and Woody share that.
I stole it from him, and one of my rules, Rick, is if you're going to steal something, steal from the best, because you steal from somebody crummy. What's the point of that?
What we're going to have to do is we're going to have to find a Woody Allen stand-up, because I know you like some Woody Allen stand-up, that will fit near the Metal Shop so he can make his point. Maybe about exploding drummers.
I actually have some Woody Allen stand-up that I think might work for the Ivory Towers podcast. Maybe we'll try to fit that in over the next couple of weeks.
Well, we have to end this up because we're actually peeking the door now behind the scenes at the Underground Podcast. And for those of you who wonder how Jeff and I plan the show, if you're willing to wait all the way down into this particular show, this is the kind of conversation that we have. And so you're welcome to share some of it, but we like to keep some secrets, some surprises, the special oral bon mots that we'd like to throw in at the end and in the middle and all over the place in the Underground Podcast.
And we also don't let Marlo pick any songs, though he did like the Slipknot. I want to get that in there before we say goodbye. He did like the Slipknot. He was, whatever metal fans do, pounding, jumping up and down, whatever it is.
Banging heads, I think is the term.
There you go.
Well, thank you, Jeff. This has been a wonderful one.
Thank you, Rick.
And we want to thank our listeners. Thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel, I'm Rick Rockwell. Please join us again next time.